In this episode, we talk about what to do when life hits you with a bag of bricks. Because it will, man. The bag of bricks, brother, the obstacles, the struggles, they're coming. How should you respond?
Whether you like it or not, the stuff you're doing right now, you're building habits. The mere fact that tomorrow is not promised you, the mere fact that tomorrow everything could be different, should be enough motivation for you to get up. Have a sense of urgency to your everyday routine, man. It takes time to develop, so you can start right now. Even if it's small, you can start doing something right now that will evolve into something
Good, my people, guys, happy day, and welcome to the 15th episode of the Empowerment Season podcast. If you're a repeat listener, guys, welcome back. I appreciate your time, your ears, and your eyes. Guys, if you're here for the very first time, I'm Juan V. Lopez. I'm an online marketer, empowerment speaker. I hold an MBA degree from the University of Nevada, Reno, and I'm here to serve you, okay? So if you're a repeat listener, you're like, yo, this is what's up, this is dope. I'm gonna ask you a favor. Can you that review, bruh? I need that review, young lady. It helps other people view the audio podcast just as much as you do, okay? So I want to share this with as many people as possible for their own benefit, all right? So let's hop right into it here, guys. Over the weekend, guys, I received a message from a young man who I spoke with at the end of last year at high school. Right now, ever since I went to go speak to his school, he's been keeping in touch with me, updating me on his improvements, telling me about all the amazing things that he has like ongoing and planned, right? So he told me that a few weeks back, he just got hired for a part-time job after school, right? So everything is going well. However, on his second week of the job, guys, he has some issues with his car and it's not really working for him right now, okay? Like, it's all broken down. So my man, he shoots me a message. He's angry and he's like sad. And he's like, man, how come it seems like every time I try to get something good happening in my life, something bad happens? I'm going to repeat that, okay? Because it's the focal point of our show here today, of our podcast, guys. Why does it seem like when I try to get something good going in my life, something bad happens? And I think he hit it right on the head, guys. Like it seems like things go wrong a lot more than usual when you're trying to improve something in your life. Like, you just got hired for a new job and your car breaks down. You know, you have an ambition to head back to school, but a family member of yours asks for your financial support. You're hitting the gym consistently for a few weeks, and then you get an injury. It seems like life always hits you with something when you're trying to improve yourself and your circumstances, right? Look, guys, I'm gonna share a quick story here with you all that happened to me a few weeks back that essentially sums up this whole thing, okay? So a year ago, guys, in 2016, guys, I had an awesome year, awesome growth as an online marketer and as an empowering speaker with all my clients. I had results in my income. However, I knowingly neglected having my entity and my tax situation set up correctly in my business for the entire year, okay? So as a business owner, you're supposed to pay your taxes every quarter. So at the end of the year, it's not like a huge bill, right? So it sort of softens, like, you know, the overall blow all throughout all the year. I didn't do that, okay? So as the beginning of this year rolled around, I knew I was gonna take a big tax hit. I knew I was gonna take a big tax hit because I hadn't paid my quarterly fees, right? So when 2017 rolled around, guys, I knew I was gonna take a big tax hit. I knew it because I hadn't been paying my quarterly taxes that I had the option to as a business owner, right? So a few weeks back, guys, I headed into an office from someone I knew from my MBA program. He's a CPA, so he was gonna help me through all these things, right? And in my mind, I estimated how much I would have to pay. Like I mentally prepared myself for a bill that would hurt me. However, it would show me a valuable lesson, right? So in my mind, I had a number. You feel me? I had a number, and I was like, all right, man, like I'm gonna have to pay this much. However, after this year, I'm gonna get my stuff together. Okay, so in my mind, as I headed into the office, look, the actual tax bill, guys, was four times, not one, not two, not three, four times the amount that I walked in thinking it would be. Four times the amount. Look, so I can put this in context for all of you guys here without sharing the actual amount because it's all relative. Anyways, guys, my tax bill was 17% of my entire 2016 income. It was 25% of my current amount that I have in my bank. In my bank. So imagine however much you earned a year ago. Imagine having to pay 17%. 17% of that. 17. Guys, we're talking about a substantial amount of money that I was gonna have to pay. Ain't no way around it. Guys, I was so hurt, bruh. I was so hurt, man. Now, I want to be super upfront about something here, okay? Money hasn't ever been a primary motivator of mine, okay? I appreciate it simply because it allows me to help so many people out there and to share with all of you guys, right? But it's only important in the context of how it helps support all my overall goals, okay? So I walked out of that office, guys, with this huge bill. Okay, this huge bill. And I'll be straight up with you, man. I'll be honest, man. The initial thought I had after that was, man, should I just go back and be an employee? Look, man, the reason how come my tax bill was so high is because as a sole proprietor, you're having to pay your own taxes as an employee and the employer taxes. You pay both percentages, okay? You pay your own taxes as an employee and the employer taxes. You also have to pay for your own health insurance. However, as an employee, okay, as an employee, the employer, he or she pays a percentage of your taxes, right? So for like a few seconds, I sat in my car, guys, outside of that office, and I fumbled this thought of applying for some kind of a job simply because I didn't know if I could take another bill like this, man. I didn't know if all these expenses were worth it, right? However, I quickly snapped out of it, okay? I snapped out of it super quick, and here's what I told myself that I want to share with y'all, okay? I said, look, bro, the only way you can take a smaller financial hit next year, right, is to earn less. Is to earn less so that I pay smaller in taxes or earn more. Or to earn more and arrange your corporation how it should be set up so you can take advantage of all the small laws out there that help you as a business with your taxes. You do that and you pay your stuff on the quarter. Look, either earn more or earn less. Guys, that's it. I could either go on defense, right? I could go on defense and earn less, or I could go on offense and make more in 2017. I could pay my taxes quarterly. I could set my corporation up how it should be set up. That's it, guys. Offense or defense? Offense or defense? Look, something I've learned is that if you go on defense, if something like this happens in your life, man, you're being a victim. It's so easy to complain that, oh man, I have a high tax bill because I have my own business, right? Or I was on my way to a job interview, but I had problems with my car, or I was in the gym for a month in a row, consistently eating right, but then I got hurt. Guys, it's easy to go into defense mode and justify why these things are happening in our lives as reasons why you shouldn't be striving for more in life. Guys, it's so easy to be sucker punched and to be abused, right? And to be just shot down into a corner. It's so easy to do that, man. But look, I'm gonna tell you something right now, okay? Offense is so much better. Offense is so much better, man. When you go on offense, okay? When you hop on offense again, guys, it helps you be in control again. You're in control of the results, not your circumstances or your broke down car or your hurt back or your high tax bill. You, right? I mean, look, guys, it's like a football game. If the other team scores a touchdown on me, the optimal response I have, guys, is to hop right back on the field and put up a few points myself, okay? In life, it will score on you. I promise you, man. Life will score on you. Guys, the optimal response in this situation is for you to hop right back into life and put up a few points yourself. Offense. Guys, I realize that offense is the optimal approach simply because it's the exact same approach that I've used that helped me overcome my stutter at age 25 and become an empowerment speaker. Guys, That was it. For over two decades of my life, guys, a long time, I let my speech impediment abuse me. I let it hit me. I was in a corner. Guys, it was only after I went on offense, after I decided that I was going to dominate it, right? I was going to dominate it, that everything in my life started to change. Look, guys, the core of the story here, okay, is that if you're on the path to something more in life, okay, to improvement, to change, and then life hits you with a bag of bricks, guys, your best response is to go on offense every single time. Offense. Don't just sit back and accept all the abuse from life, man. Guys, hop off the defense, okay? I need you to get off the ropes, man. Get off the ropes and go on offense. Go back for more. Figure out a way to do more. Hop right back into it, guys, and do more. Do more, okay? Look, man, I'm interested in hearing your guys' personal experience with anything like this, guys. If you're open to sharing something that has happened in your life, an experience that has negatively affected you as you were on the path toward improvement, guys, I would love to hear your story, okay? Please shoot me a message on any of my social media accounts. I would love to hear your story and hear about the things that you've had to overcome, okay? All right, y'all. That's a wrap for episode number 15. Guys, I appreciate y'all being here with me, having me in your ears, in your car, if you're at the gym, if you're at work, if you're at the office, if you're cleaning the house right now. I appreciate your ears and your attention. Guys, if I share something here that was eye-opening or insightful, I ask you to please share this with your social networks, guys. So my overall intent here, guys, is I just want to share self-empowerment tools so that you can take control of your life. You. That's all I care about, okay? That's all I care about. And as a reminder, guys, if you enjoyed this audio podcast, man, I would so appreciate a review. Again, it's not for me. It's not for my ego. It's so that everybody else out there is able to see, okay, this is an awesome podcast. Let me hop in, see how I can help myself in my own life. So helping other people as well, okay? Look, I have so much love for you guys, man. Much love to y'all. And please remember, okay, the bag of bricks is coming. The bag of bricks is coming. The struggles are guaranteed. The obstacles are promised, but after they hit you, because it will hit you. It will definitely hit you in this life, guys. You have two choices, okay? Number one, you go on defense. You accept the abuse. You're on the ropes. Like, I feel sorry for everything that's happening to me. I'm on defense. That's number one. Or number two, offense. Offense. I go back for more. I figure out a way to do more. I want more. I get back on it as soon as I'm hit. Keep going. Offense. And it's always your pick. I love you guys, man. Peace.
Even if it's small, you can start doing something right now that will evolve into something bigger.